Just a quick note before we get started that this episode is part of our Blast from the Past series, where we spotlight one of the amazing members of the LA Tech ecosystem from our archive. And if you're a new listener or you're just looking for more great LA Tech content, dig into the back catalog. There are literally hundreds of conversations to choose from. Enjoy the episode.
I think that's what I've loved about LA. As much as I want to go do fun things sometimes, you can go learn every day.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
We want to give a huge shout out and thank you to Gus for powering this episode. Thank you so much for, one, supporting the community and for believing in the LA Tech ecosystem. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast, based here at the amazing Beach House Co-work on Main Street. And I have the privilege of celebrating the dynamic and fabulous women in tech here in Los Angeles. So exciting that I get to share with you a fellow female founder, Jennifer Miller.
Hello. Hey, everyone.
So tell us about your company and what you do.
So Justice Tickets is up and coming, and we're going to be the brand new place where all passionate fans go to buy and sell secondary tickets. So it would be if you found out and you're super bummed that you can't go to your show.
Yeah.
You come to us and we'll sell your ticket at an affordable price, so you're not taking advantage of anybody, and we're putting it into the hands of people that love your artist just as much as you do.
And this all started as a thesis paper at Boston University, right?
Yeah.
And now it's a thing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, that's crazy. So how do you go from being words on paper to seeking out your CTO?
So it's a lot of having the right people around you and getting support, and also getting out of your own head and saying, hey, like, maybe when I started this program, I never envisioned calling myself an entrepreneur or a founder, but here I am, and that's what I've become.
And now, are you from LA?
I am not.
Where are you from?
I grew up south of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania.
And when did you move to Los Angeles?
1 year ago.
Crazy. Right? How did you know? Now, by that point, you'd already gone through BU. So now you are a full-fledged entrepreneur. Moving to LA for the first time?
I moved to LA with the program.
Oh, interesting.
So Boston University has a little satellite campus over by the La Brea Tar Pits.
Oh, interesting.
Like, right in there. Mainly who they send out here is like screenwriters and everyone that wants to be in the movie industry.
Yeah, it's like Emerson College has the same thing.
Yeah. And so our program came out to take advantage of being in the tech space out here, because what we focused on, so it was a master's in media ventures, and it was think up of a new idea for media that should exist. And it didn't need to be like super media specific, but had some kind of tie-in.
Right.
And I was like, well, mine's going to be music one way or the other.
Yeah.
And came up with Justice Tickets.
And here we are on the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Yeah.
And so, okay, you were still doing your program. At that point, were you moving to LA or were you temporarily in LA for the program?
When I moved to LA, I moved into an Airbnb, and it was supposed to be until I was done with my program in September. And as life will just do whatever it wants sometimes, had some issues and I had to move of no fault of my own.
Yeah.
But that's how it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I've been here in LA for a couple of months and I was like, well, I love it and I'll figure it out. And so I signed a lease and
how'd you find your place?
Really fast Google searches and mainly finding someone that could quickly get me into a place, not like, oh, we need to send your stuff away and we'll get back to you in 2 weeks.
Totally.
And so how, I know you've been navigating the journey on immersing yourself into the LA tech community. What resources have you been using to do that? And what has the journey been like in integrating yourself?
I think I'm just always looking for calendars everywhere.
Yeah.
I have, and you find your places that you like and that you enjoy and you know that they put on good things and you sign up for their email list. I've signed up for like more email lists than I could count since I've been in LA. And I think it was good to move here with the program because I came with a little like set group of friends.
Right, right. Did they stay here post-program?
I think there were 14 of us and there's four of us still in LA.
It's a nice little group.
Yeah. Yeah. Others still planning to come back once it works out. But it was part of the program to go network. They're like, you're not going to be in LA and not go network.
Yeah.
And so it was like, all right, like once a month, here you go. And they would, they were nice to us. They gave us like a great stipend to like help cover the
cost. That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you know that We Are LA Tech has a mobile app that has every single LA Tech event going on from every LA Tech event organizer?
I did not.
So if you go to wearelatech.com, you could just get the web-based version. Or if you go to Apple, we have Android, but it's in private beta. If you go to Apple, do you have an iPhone?
I have an Android.
Oh, okay. But we did build for Android, too. I don't know why whatever tech, I don't get it. But we did build it for Android, too. And on the We Are LA Tech mobile app, you could see absolutely everything and in one swipe add it to your personal calendar if you're interested in going. But since there's a delay on the Android, go to wearelatech.com and you could see literally every, I don't know what's going on tonight because I didn't look at my own app, but I could know in 1 second everything that's going on tonight. And for we fill it up for a few weeks out. Right. So, but we do it all manually. So
that's great.
We just make sure to have like about 3 weeks forward. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Be using that.
So that's a cool resource. And so what are some of the other resources you've accessed to integrate yourself into the community? I know you went to General Assembly.
Yes. General Assembly is great. And I sat in on a lot of just like intro classes because I was like, well, I don't want to delve all the way into these things, but I want that base of like, I could have a conversation about this. Right. And so they have so many great intros, like come learn about this and come learn about that. And then they have speakers come and just really going anywhere and everywhere that I can.
And how did you discover General Assembly?
I'm pretty sure. So one of our professors, she was an alumni of the program.
Yeah.
And she stayed out here and she's killing it. And it was like part of her class that we needed to go do these things.
Right.
And she built us out like a little like website for our class. And it was like, click here and here and here. And like, these are places that you can find these events that are required, but you should be going to more. And I think that's what I've loved about LA. Like, as much as I want to go do fun things sometimes.
Right.
You can go learn every day.
Yeah.
And it's insane about like any topic that you want and find it for free. And it's just everywhere.
Yeah. And a resource that we both discovered recently, well, you longer than me, is Gust.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about Gust? Gust is so cool. Shout out to Tina with the Gust team, who's awesome and a huge, huge advocate for the LA Tech community. How did you discover Gust and what do they do?
Right. So I discovered Gust through General Assembly, and I knew I kind of had that thought process of incorporating and taking it from just a thesis project and making it real. So I saw it and I learned about it, and it was like, we'll help you incorporate, like launch correctly.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I feel like I need that support. This is the first time I'm ever doing anything like this. I don't have anyone to really turn to other than professors that are now doing this for a new group of people that they have to focus on. And they help you incorporate. They keep the prices down. They work so hard to connect you with people. So they'll connect you with a lawyer. They'll connect you with people to help you with your financials. And you can go onto the website and it kind of like makes everything simple.
Yeah.
And you can just go on and be like, okay, I'm going to give equity to this person, and it shifts everything.
Right.
And it shows you. And then you can take everything from there and share it if need be. So it looks like you have this team or like this, these amazing consultants when you can do it all by yourself.
Yeah.
And
with the Gus platform.
With the Gus platform. And if you get stuck, everyone there, I just tweeted the other day that everyone over at that office gets a million gold stars because they're so good to me. Any question I need answered, they answer it and make sure to follow up and be like, hey, is what we said, did that help? Are you good?
It's so cool.
And directed me here.
Yeah.
And so just they're looking out for everyone. It's not just them like, oh, come to our platform so we can make some money off you launching. They want to see everyone succeed.
I was blown away when Tina told me that all Gus members get a comped hour of legal guidance once a month. And I've had a terrible pain point with my sports company a while ago. You know, as a startup, we're told have the fancy attorney and then you'll get the big venture capital money and then you'll be Google. And I legit believe them. So I got the fancy law firm and spent so much money. I found my investors on my own. They did not help me whatsoever. My fancy law firm that has this really tech sexy reputation completely took advantage of me and just wanted nickel and dime me. And it was a really bad experience. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard that essentially Gust has the infrastructure to super support people at an insane, like it's like under $100 a month or something, isn't it? I don't remember. Yeah. But it's not the thousands that I paid, you know? Right. And I'm like, that's crazy. Yeah. Have you used one of the legal things?
Yeah. And so it's great. They do their homework. They're not just sending you out there to be like, yeah, we kind of find this person and good luck. When I had my first call with the lawyer I got set up with, and so they send you like to start a list of look at these different law firms that we work with, see what they're involved in, and from there, pick one.
Yeah.
And we'll get you connected with somebody in there. So that's already great. Is like, hey, we're not going to just say size fits all.
Yeah.
Like, take your pick.
Right.
And so when I was able to talk to him, he knew how things needed to work for a startup.
Right.
It wasn't that he just wanted to make money or anything like that.
Because he's not making money off of you right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And from that he's not making money from me. Yeah. He didn't rush me. He didn't make me like feel that I didn't come prepared or anything like that.
Yeah.
There was, and he was just so helpful. And he's like, all right, when we'll do this. And he was like, obviously we're going to keep costs down. We're going to make this, even when there are things you have to pay for, we're going to look out for you.
Yeah.
We know how this environment works and that if we take all your money, you're not actually going to be able to put this out into the world.
Right. It's so cool. What's one LA tech talent or company that you've come across lately that who've really impressed you?
I'm going to think and try not to say one that I work for, even though I really like them.
You can.
I can.
Yeah, of course.
So
dude, that's the best that you want to say a company that you work for and maybe tell everybody about that. You do have a full time while you're building your tech company.
Yeah.
Tell us about that and how your company is supportive of that and all of the things.
Right. So I have two jobs.
Yeah. because we're American.
Yeah. One's part-time and I just love everyone there at DashGo. They're a digital distributor. So they help artists get their music out onto Spotify and iTunes and everywhere. So you can listen to it. And I mean, obviously I love that because I run their social. So I get to go through and be like, oh, this is great new music every single day.
It's so cool. And how do you spell it?
So it's DASHGO.
Perfect. And we'll include it in the show notes too.
So I have them and just how they treat indie artists and everything. Like they're not, just funnel them through. They look at everyone and they're like, okay, this is the best ways we can help you.
Right.
I mean, that means the world to an artist
and
for them to really think that through and get it right. So I definitely love them. And then my full-time job is at Backstage. They run a fan app.
Right.
So it's basically you can go be a fan in one place.
Yeah.
So there's like different hubs in there for different artists that we have, and you can go in and it's people that are just as crazy passionate about this artist as you are, and to do great things, like fun stuff, like having them make lyric art and fun things like that. So to just all day, I'm immersed in music and interacting with fans. And so it translates and it teaches me every day about, and it instills in me why I want Justice Tickets to go out there and really be where fans come, because you're already bummed out if you can't go to a show.
Yeah.
So if you know that you're making somebody else's day, then it makes it a little easier.
That's incredible. And it backstage was B-A-C-K-S-T-A-G-E.
It is just B-K-S-T-G.
B-K-S-T-G. And again, we'll include it in the show notes. One last question for you is how does it work that both of the companies you work with are so supportive of you being an entrepreneur building an app yourself?
Yeah. So I think they knew I came in when it was just a thesis project, and I was just open about that I was going forward with it. And it's LA. I think everyone has a side hustle that they love and they want to see grow. And as an entrepreneur, like if you see somebody going after that, I don't think you'd stop it. So
totally. Thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast. If you had one ask of the community, something they could do today as they're listening to support you, accelerate Justice Tickets forward, what would that ask be?
If you know any artist managers to kind of shuffle them our way, we really want to make sure that when we're up and running that we're making things right for them just as much as for the fans.
And how can people connect with you?
So you can reach me at jennifer@justicetickets.com.
And can you spell it for us?
So it is J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R at J-U-S-T-U-S-T-I-C-K-E-T-S.com.
Mouthful sometimes. Yeah. I do that with We Are LA Tech where I'm like, did I spell it right? And on social, are you guys on social?
Yep. We are on Facebook and Twitter right now, and you can find us at Justice Tickets.
Perfect. Thank you so much for hanging out with We Are LA Tech. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Remember to say hello at We Are LA Tech on all socials, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And if you want to grab that app, the We Are LA Tech app that has every event going on in the city so you don't have to go to a million websites, go to wearelatech.com/app. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
You guys, I am so excited to have Gus in the studio with me. Gus solves such a huge pain point. When I met Tina from Gus, I was like, why did I not know about you or have something like you when I created my company?
Well, you know what? Most founders don't have $5,000, $10,000 to get that big name law firm. And frankly, you don't even need that, right? Like, we have developed a software solution that will help you do all of those things from an incorporation, formation, equity management perspective that you would be paying, you know, $800 an hour to do. Why do that? We've built workflows, $99 a month, and all of those things are taken care of for you in a way that you already understand. Our CEO is a serial entrepreneur, a serial investor. The only people he speaks to every day, they're entrepreneurs. So we understand exactly what you're going through, and we want to be able to support and make your life easier in any way that we possibly can. So just go to gus.com/launch. Whoever you speak with, mention that you know We Are LA Tech, and we'll make sure to hook you up with an awesome 15% discount.